If you remove the idea of person, angels are truths. They're an organization of truths and goods,
or thoughts and affections of a heavenly quality.
So there is a deeper level in us all as we engage with the text by which angels are present as goods and truths, you know. So I think that was really highlighted from Divine Providence, talking about what those of the hells are and what those of the heavens are. So, you know, of course, being natural, we tend to think very much in terms of persons, but not in the heavens. Person is not really recognized at all. Use is recognized. And that's a whole different kind of perception. And so when we remove person, place, space, and time from our thinking to the best degree that we can, I suppose, then the light of heaven is able to be present. And so what happens is that we start reading the text in terms of state
or states of mind.
You know, what was recorded has to be recorded in order for that possibility to be open even to us on this low level of life that we live. And it is, as we engage with the text, that heavenly light as opposed to sensual worldly light is what starts to begin to shine. And as soon as you see your own states manifesting through your contact with the word, you're thinking in terms of the light of heaven. So in those moments, you've become an angel in terms of what's present. The angelic you is already present. It's already being established. So the heavenly proprium is what the Lord is embedding. So the goods and truths that go into your life form the new body of a new being, which is an angel. And from that, we get to see the other side as well. So the proprial element. Those two things are always held. So at this level of life and in terms of this work, you know, we are looking to find the middle ground so that we are held in freedom between what is of heaven and hell, and to be engaged in that as consciously as we can.